This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 341 and a quarter, down 14 and a half. December corn, 352, down 11 and three quarters. March corn, 365 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1080 and three quarters, down 16 and a half. November soybeans, 1020, down 12. January soybeans, 1027 and a half, down 12 and a quarter. September wheat, 523 and a half, down 20. December wheat, 535 and three quarters, down 19 and a quarter. March wheat, 556 and a half, down 17. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Wednesday afternoon. A favorable crop condition report from the USDA and technical selling at the Board of Trade helped to send grain prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain yields quoted shell corn bids mixed at 333 to 352. Soybean bids also ended mixed, ranging from 1020 to 1247. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 to 9 cents at 321 to 378, while soybean bids ended mixed at 996 to 1360. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 10 to 11 cents at 320 to 349, soybean bids mostly 12 cents lower at 995 to 1180, and the wheat bids fell 19 to 25 cents at 414 to 471. Illinois soybean processor cast soybean bids ended mixed at 1270 to 1420. Basis ended steady to 60 cents stronger, range from 250 to 400 over November. High probe 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 595.20 to 627.20. That's down $2.90 a ton, with basis steady range from 148 to 180 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 11 to 20 cents lower at 377 to 384. Basis ended mixed, range from 25 to 32 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 12 to 14 lower at 330 to 375. Basis ended steady to 2 cents weaker at 22 under to 5 over December. Soybeans mostly steady to as much as 63 cents stronger, range from 1028 to 1295, with basis up 3 to 75 cents at 8 to 275 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids down 11 to 14 cents at 349 to 360. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 8 to 63 cents, with quotations at 1065 to 1170. Soft red wind and wheat down 21 to 29 cents at 456 to 474, and the Milo down 11 to 12 at 333 to 342. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 311 up to 322. New crop soybean bids range from 978 up to 997. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 315 to 334, new crop soybean bids 985 to 1011, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 312 up to 332, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 985 to 1009. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 155.42, up $3. December live cattle, 158, up $2.47. February live cattle, 158.10, up $2.05. September feeder cattle, 222.70, up $2.45. October feeder cattle, 221.77, up $2.95. November feeder cattle, 221, up $2.97. October lean hogs, 101.10, up $1.22. December lean hogs, 93.10, down 30 cents. February lean hogs, 90.97, down $1.12. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Wednesday the 3rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at $1.53 higher in the range of $86 to $95, with the weighted average carcass price of $93.16. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 to $5 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $55 to $61, 4 to 5 weights $58 to $63, 5 to 6 weights $60 to $64, and 6 weights and up $62 to $65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $60 to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far today totaled 17,165 head. And now for the report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for Tuesday, September 2nd. They had receipts of 351 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 154.25 to 161. Select and choice 145 to 151, choice slaughter Holstein steers 144 to 154, and select and choice Holstein steers 133.75 to 140. Choice slaughter heifers 154 to 161.25, and select and choice 150 to 151. On to the slaughter cows, boners were bringing 108 to 120.50, and leans were 95 to 114. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds were 131 to 144.50, with the high dressing 146.50 to 151.50. Bulls weighing 1,500 pounds or more, average dressing 134 to 147, and the high dressing 150.50. Now for the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 414 head. Steers and heifers were $3 to $4 higher. Holstein steers untested early. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they range from 152 to 162.50, select and choice 149 to 150. Choice slaughter heifers 154.50 to 159.50. Select and choice were 144 to 150. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 477 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 101.59, and that was 85 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 247.58, that was $1.47 higher, with select carcasses at 233.74, and that was 11 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000 compared to 114,000 last week and 127,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 416,000, that compared to 411,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.65. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.56. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.36. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.25. And September wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.29. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.65, corn at Scottville is $3.56, beans at Greenfield are $10.36, beans at Scottville are $10.25, and wheat at Scottville is $4.29. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
Every producer knows that during harvest, time is money. To better serve our producer customers, M&M Service Company is upgrading several of our strategically located grain elevators to facilitate faster truck unloading. We have multiple locations, giving you the flexibility to haul to the closest M&M Service location. Call M&M Service Company at 217-854-2099 or toll-free at 855-769-5117 or visit our website at mmservice.com for all your grain marketing needs.
For today, sunny skies, the high about 90 degrees with light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 80s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower Saturday, low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the low 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure is steady, partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees on this Thursday morning. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Service Center in Louder, 217-435-9023.
Seavers JCB sells a complete line of construction equipment. Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, sells the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB is the third largest maker of construction equipment in the world. Backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, compaction equipment, and the new generation side entry skid steers, the world's safest skid steer. JCB also offers ag equipment. Contact Seavers JCB in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, or Auburn, or go to SeaversJCB.com. And in Missouri, go to JCB of St. Louis at JCB of ST.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy announced nearly $12 million in funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The announcement made by McCarthy on Wednesday will build upon ongoing efforts to reduce algae blooms for Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana state agencies, the U.S. Geological Survey, the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Service. The EPA cites the funding will help protect public health by targeting harmful algae blooms in western Lake Erie. The new funding, according to the EPA, will be used for expanding monitoring and forecasting efforts, increase incentive for farmers in western Lake Erie watersheds to reduce phosphorus runoff, and improve measurement of phosphorus in Lake Erie tributaries. And now for your weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report. There were 4 days suitable for field work for the week ending in August 31st. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.08 inches. The average temperature was 77.6 degrees, 4.2 degrees above normal. Corn in the dough stage reached 97%, compared to the five-year average of 93%. Corn dented reached 72%, compared to 44% last year. Corn mature reached 5%, compared to the five-year average of 24%. Corn condition was rated at 82%, good to excellent. Soybeans turning color reached 14%, compared to the five-year average of 17%. Soybean condition was rated at 78%, good to excellent. Sorghum headed reached 92%, and sorghum turning color reached 74%. Oat harvest was 97% complete. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 5% poor, 25% fair, 52% good, and 17% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 8% short, 82% adequate, and 9% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 16% short, 78% adequate, and 5% surplus. The Friends for Ag alumni tractor ride will be going on this weekend in Staunton. I spoke with Roger Dustman for more information.
Well, the date is September 6th, and we're leaving Staunton Park, Fireman's Park. Registration is from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., and this is our 8th annual tractor ride. So we've always been shooting for 100 tractors, but we've come close a couple times but never hit it. So maybe this might be the year. I don't know. Everything else has been hot this year, so maybe we'll hit it this year too.
Well, hopefully the weather cooperates with you so that you can have a nice turnout.
Right. Maybe we won't get any more for a couple of days.
Hopefully.
We've been chopping silage around here, and it's going to stop that for a few days.
Now, what is the purpose of the Friends for Agriculture Tractor Ride?
Well, this kind of just kicks off our year, and it's just a good way to get the year kind of kicked off. This is not a big fundraiser. We do sell tickets for 50-50 and sell T-shirts and stuff like that. We do not charge for the ride. This year, we are going to have a dyno there, so if you think your tractor's better than your neighbor's, you'll be able to find out, and Bodner's going to bring the dyno up there, and I also hear we might be having some tractor games. What that consists of yet, I don't know. I've never been in a tractor game, but I guess I will this time.
That sure will be interesting to see. And you said that your goal is to get 100 tractors up there. How close have you gotten to that goal?
I think last year we had 92 or 3 when it was all over. We had a couple join in along the way. I think 89 left the park. Anyway, you know how that is. We went by somebody's house and they joined in for a while. And we come real close, but no cigar. So this year might be the year.
And what is the route for this ride?
Well, this year we've kind of shortened it up just a little bit. We're just going from Staunton to Mile High through the country. I'm sure it'll take a while. We'll go down some country roads. But last year we had a pretty long ride, and I enjoyed it. But there's other ones that said, oh, it's just too far. And I'll agree, when you got to haul your tractor, you got to get there early in the morning, get up early and get going, get it there, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so this year we've shortened it up a little bit, and we should be back at the park at 12:30, 1 o'clock, Staunton Park. And Pickin and Grinner are going to cater dinner there, so you'll be able to get dinner. And like I say, we're going to have the dyno and some tractor games to kind of finish the day out. So it won't be all tractor riding all day, but it will be all morning anyway.
Now, I notice on the invite for it, it just says tractor ride. Does it have to be any certain kind of tractor, or can you just bring any tractor you want?
Well, the only stipulations that we have is a tractor has to be able to run 8 miles an hour to keep up. A couple of years ago, we had a little AC that just it was a beautiful little tractor, but it just run its heart out that day, and it just couldn't keep up. And then a couple of years ago, we had an Oliver the same way, so we just had to make it to where you have to be able to run 8 miles an hour. You have to have a slow-moving vehicle sign on. And if you're going to take your wife along or kids, grandkids, or whatever, have a passenger, you need to have a good buddy seat of some kind. You know, no sitting on the fenders or hanging on the drawbar or something like that, because we sure don't want somebody to get hurt.
Right.
That's one thing we don't want.
Right. I'm sure safety is really stressed by you guys.
Yes. And through the years, there is a lot of tractors got double seats and umbrellas. And I mean, they go all out for it. And that's fine. That's great. We want everybody to have a good time.
All right, well, it definitely sounds like it'll be a good time, and hopefully the weather cooperates, and hopefully you can get 100 tractors out there for this ride.
I hope so, too. And if you're not familiar with Staunton, just stay on Route 4. We're going to have tractors at both ends of Route 4 directing you which way to go. The park is not far off of Route 4. We've got plenty of trailer parking, so don't worry. If you want to bring a semi or whatever, that's fine, because we got plenty of parking.
Again, that was Roger Dustman speaking on the Friends for Ag alumni tractor ride. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.